Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you're listening to Parenting Aces.
Welcome to Season 12 of the Parenting Aces podcast, a proud member of the Tennis Channel Podcast Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and I don't know if you can tell because we have the background, but I have been relegated to recording this episode outdoors. My husband is in our shared office taking a deposition. So I am out here in my shades because it is a gorgeous sunny day here in Southern California. But I am super, super excited to have Tanner Stump back on the podcast. He was recently on with Danielle McNamara, and now he is back to talk about an upcoming college showcase that he is putting on later this summer. I want to just encourage all of you, if you are at all interested in the showcase, be sure to go to the show notes on parentingaces.com. Click on the links because Tanner has set up a nice discount code for the Parenting Aces community and some extra perks that are limited to the first few that sign up. The showcase is overall limited to only 60 players. So once they reach that limit, the limit is determined by the number of courts that they have available. Sadly, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to take additional players, but I want to encourage you again, go to parentingaces.com, click on the show notes for this episode, and be sure to click on the link to get the discount code as well as to register for the showcase. Now sit back and relax. This very interesting, but kind of brief podcast with Tanner Stump.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back, Tanner Stump. So good to see you so soon after our last podcast. And again, like that last podcast with Danielle was amazing. Can't wait to do another one.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me back again. It's always nice to be here and definitely going to miss Danielle today, but glad that you and I get to talk a little bit one-on-one as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, this episode is very time sensitive, so we wanted to get it recorded, get it released to give people the most time to plan for this upcoming college showcase that you're putting on in Michigan, right before Kalamazoo, right before National Hard Courts. So I want to just kind of give you the opportunity to talk about the showcase, who it's for, where it is, how long, all the deets, and then we'll kind of jump into, you know, what the players can hope to gain from that.
Sure. So yeah, we're launching our first ever Slam Stocks USA showcase August 1st through 3rd this year. And as you mentioned, USTA boys under 16 and 18 hard courts at Kalamazoo starts on August 4th. And so because of that, it runs right into it, which is great news for coaches and players alike, because it gives coaches the opportunity to just extend their trip by 1 or 2 days and still be in the area. We already have over 25 coaches confirmed in attendance. So a great opportunity to to meet coaches from all levels. We have D1, D2, and D3.
You know, D1 is not appropriate for every single junior player. So I love that you're offering a variety of schools for players to learn more about these various divisions.
Yeah, we think so too. You know, that's a part of it as well. Is it's not just going to be the showcase. We're going to do educational sessions every night. So myself or other experts in the field will be doing lectures or discussions to inform parents and players about the recruiting process. We'll also do a coaches roundtable where we'll have head or assistant coaches participating in a discussion where they're being asked questions by myself or by those in attendance. And so it's really not just only the tennis. It's also about learning more about how you can set yourself up for success in this process and receive information in one place, which is sometimes hard to gather and hard to find. So yeah, August 1st through 3rd. And for those that maybe they're not as excited as about the college process yet, it's just a great opportunity to play matches before Kalamazoo. It's only 75 minutes down the road from Michigan State to Kalamazoo. And so just a super easy trip again to get prepared for the biggest event of the year and have an opportunity to compete. So I think it is great. We're doing it on a college campus as well, because, it's going to give you an opportunity to see that. And, especially at a top end level of what is offered. And so I'm really excited about the opportunity for the players in attendance to get to see that as well.
Who is the showcase open to? What ages?
Anyone that's 13 or over. So really, if you're interested in college tennis at all in any form, this is the showcase for you.
And it's open to both boys and girls, right?
It is. Yes. So I definitely talk about the boys more just because of the Kalamazoo being down the road, but we already have more girls signups than boys. And so it's really open for, like I said, anyone that's interested in college tennis.
And national hard courts for the girls also starts, you know, that first week of August. So it is a great lead up for anyone that is going to one of those tournaments, you know, whether it's in San Diego or Kalamazoo, or I guess for the younger set elsewhere. But yeah, I think it's really cool. Y'all have set this up as a UTR event. Talk about why you decided to use the UTR platform for that.
I think it's something that most parents and players want to be able to attach some of the ratings to these events. It is a tournament format, if you will. So they're going to play matches that are in that competitive setting. I also think the coaches like that because it sees the players in a bit more of a normal environment as opposed to just out there playing essentially exhibition matches. There's a little bit more on the line. And so it's one-stop shop. You can come, you can work on your rating, you can do all those things. You can play really high level matches. So I think that UTR is good in that sense. If that's going to hold you back from competing in the showcase, then reach out to me and I can find a way to still make it work where you can come in and play in front of coaches. And if you're not quite ready to play the tournament itself, but want to have the opportunity to see coaches, we can work with that as well. So I'm all about exposure in this process and it doesn't have to be one way or another. So if there's any interest at all, I'm always open to ideas and hearing from people.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, there's so much going on around ratings and rankings now, and with USTA adopting World Tennis Number and the ITA partnering with USTA on that, there's a big question, you know, what's the role of UTR? Well, you're showing us UTR is still a very important part of junior development, part of college recruiting. It's what the coaches are comfortable with. It's what they've been using for the past, gosh, decade, I guess now. And so I think it's cool that you guys are, you know, utilizing that UTR platform for this event, but also giving players the option to not compete, but rather come and get the education piece, you know, and maybe that's a great way for a 13 or 14 year old to come to this event and really kind of get their wheels turning about what college recruiting looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. And another really unique part of this is We're doing it August 1st through 3rd. August 1st is the first opportunity for coaches to be able to recruit off campus and meet face to face. So anyone that's in the junior class, rising junior class, so that would be 2025s, on August 1st, they will get the exact opportunity to make that first impression. So I think that's a really cool piece of this, is that you will be first in line when it comes to seeing some of these coaches and getting on their radars, which can't hurt you in the process.
Walk us through the daily schedule of what the 3 days will be.
Yeah, so the first day, it's a lunchtime check-in. And then from there, we'll go out to the courts and we'll start playing matches right away. So anyone that wants to get there earlier, we'll probably do a optional practice session that I'll run. And so we'll do that in the morning and have a hit around. And then the afternoon, we'll start playing matches. The rule of thumb that we want to try to do is make sure that everyone gets at least 3 singles and 2 doubles matches, just so that they have enough time on the courts. So it's over the span of 3 days. So the first day, we'd probably look to do just a singles match for everyone. And then the second day, 1 singles and 1 doubles. And then the third day, probably 1 singles and 1 doubles as well. So, you know, a good amount of tennis, but also not crazy where we're trying to pack in 2 matches a day or something that wouldn't be good for anybody. So again, there's going to be time on the court, there's going to be time off the court, so that you can talk to coaches and do what you're there to do, which is get to know people and make connections and network and all those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about the round tables and things like that. Are those going to be open to the parents as well as the players?
Yes. And that would be encouraged, just so that everyone can get in the same room and get on the same page and hear the same information at the same time. We'll also have some opportunities for participants to shoot their recruiting video if they want to do that. We'll have an opportunity to take a campus tour at Michigan State if they would like to do that. So it's kind of you make it what you want it to be. You know, if you're just there for the tennis, great. But we've got all this other stuff that you're going to get to do too if you want as well. So that's why I love it, because I think that there's a lot of different angles as to what you can get out of this.
Right, right. How many players are you accepting into the showcase, or is there a limit?
We do have a court limit. So we've got 10 courts that we can use, and then we've got some indoor backup. I think what we're shooting for is around 60 players. And so if we do reach that maximum, that doesn't have to necessarily be equally allocated by gender. But if we do meet that, then we will probably need to close our doors. So it definitely behooves people to sign up early because of the rates go down if you sign up before July 1. And then also it just makes sure that you reserve your spot for this event.
Right. And you mentioned rate. What is the cost to attend?
The cost is $350 for the early bird rate. So anyone before July 1. And then if you miss the July 1 sign up, it goes to $399 instead.
Okay. And we're just going to throw this out there. There's going to be a discount for the Parenting Aces community. So Tanner has very graciously offered that. We don't have the details as of the recording of this podcast, but the details will be included in the show notes for this podcast, which will be available on parentingaces.com. So make sure you check that out and take advantage of his generosity. We thank you for that, Tanner.
Of course, of course. And like I said, we'll also keep people posted. There may be an incentive as well for the first number of people that sign up with your discount code. Maybe they even get a individual session or something. Ooh. That I can offer that would be unique to them and not to the camp as a whole.
I love that. I love that. I want to kind of flip the script a little bit, because you are recently coming off a career as a college tennis coach at University of Florida. And I want to know, from the coaching side, how important was it for you when you were looking to recruit players to see them in this type of showcase environment versus seeing them at a tournament or just watching recruiting videos on YouTube?
Yeah, well, seeing players live is so much different than seeing them online. That's one of the things. So what showcases are great for as a coach is you get to see so much in a span of 1, 2, or 3 days. And so you can really maximize your budget. So, you know, it changes at every school that you're at. So for me, earlier on in my career at some of the stops that I was at, all Division I stops, but we had less to work with. And so I had to make sure that when I traveled and when I recruited, I went to the places where I was going to be able to maximize what we had available to us. We couldn't just book a flight the day before and go. We were price lining hotels and figuring out how to get underneath our recruiting budget. And so that's what I love showcases for as a coach is I'm going to get to see a lot of different players and I'm going to get to see them kind of compare against each other as well. So I'm going to see players that are different ratings and things like that. But more than that, I'm going to eye test that. And I'm going to get to see players that are maybe a bit more under the radar, ones that haven't had the opportunity to play as much, travel as much, and just learn more about their story. Why are they at the place that they're at? What has held them back, if anything? And for me as a coach, I think I voiced on the last podcast, in recruiting, information is currency. And so at showcases, I was always able to pick up a lot of different information to be able to use later in the recruiting process.
Such as?
Such as just characteristics and intangibles, things that I look for as a coach, things that I want to be on the team in terms of personalities and work ethic and what drives them. So I think just that initial contact and seeing them in that type of environment, because there's camaraderie in these events too. And so you kind of see how players fit in with a group and with a team and what kinds of connections they're willing and wanting to make. So a little bit different than a tournament because the guard's down just a little bit more, which I kind of like, so that everyone's a bit more approachable and relaxed on both sides of the equation, which creates a good environment for great conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, also you're going to be seeing the players interact with their parents, both during match play and in between match play and at these round tables. How important is that piece of it to you as a college coach when deciding whether or not to recruit a player?
It's huge. It's up there. It's in the top three probably of things that I look for, you know.
Really?
And just, yeah. And not so much, I would say that it's more the dynamic between the player and their parents, how they're treated, how they act, what's being done for them, how much they're taking on themselves, all of those types of things. And obviously that changes with each age. If I'm looking at a 15-year-old, that's different than if I'm looking at an 18-year-old. And so it's just matching their growth and their maturity with their age and seeing if it lines up with the way that I, as a coach, would like it to be for them to be a net positive on the team and someone that I feel can create a positive impact.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, we hear this all the time that, you know, coaches aren't just looking at the player, they're looking at the parents too and the parents' behavior and how they interact with their child. And it's great to hear that directly from the horse's mouth, Tanner. And, we can't be reminded of that too often, I think, as parents, because, you know, sometimes we tend to go overboard. We tend to want to do for our kids instead of letting them do for themselves. And, you know, in an environment like a college showcase, the college coaches are looking at that. They're looking at independence. They're looking at the ability of the child to compete well and maintain respect toward the parent. They're looking at, you know, that interaction of, you know, is the player looking at the parent every point and, you know, how's the parent respond to that? And so I'm so happy that, you know, you reiterated that again for us today.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. It's super important. And I'm a parent now myself. I would wear my own emotions on my sleeve too. So it's much easier said than done, but it is something that college coaches are paying attention to.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So let's get back to the showcase. And again, it is the first week of August. It's at Michigan State University, and you are accepting probably a maximum of 60 players. How are you going to group the players in order to set up match play?
Yeah, we'll divide it into probably round robin groups that are grouped as closely as we can by UTR or by other metrics, whatever we feel that we need to settle on to create a really good experience for everyone involved. The last thing we want is for someone to show up and feel like they have nothing to gain. And so we would definitely want to make sure that we figure out a way to maximize that. So even if there's a grouping to begin with and someone is the top person in their group, we also would love to give them an opportunity to make sure that they have at least one chance, if not two, to play someone that's a higher level than them on paper. And so making sure that there's going to be an even allocation of matches or as close as we can get them of an opportunity above, an opportunity even, and an opportunity below. So that's what we'll try to do as a staff, just because I think that's right and that's fair. And that's what coaches want to see as well, is how do you perform against those that are with you? How do you perform against those that are above? And how do you perform against those that you're supposed to beat? Because all three of those situations are different. So right. I think
and that, happen all the time in college tennis.
Right, exactly. In all areas of tennis. And so, yeah, I think that would be the ideal goal and what we would strive to do. And then again, for those players that are listening that might be wondering, well, is the showcase for me? I'm a 5-star recruit or whatever it is. We've already talked to some of the Michigan State players and want to bring them in as well if we need to. So that would be an opportunity for them to be able to come in and play with some of those on Michigan State, to be able to play in front of college coaches against a college level player, which is a fantastic experience and really can help your stock if you perform well.
Yeah. Oh, I love that idea. And I mean, it's kind of like the ITA summer circuit, right? Where there are college players playing, current and recently graduated, and also juniors. And I've talked about this a lot with my son. You know, when he did those events as a junior, it really gave him kind of a gauge of where he was and where he needed to be in order to market himself effectively to college coaches. So that's an invaluable opportunity for these kids.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's very translatable then for coaches when they see you play a commodity that they know, then it's really easy for them to compare where you're at and surprise them a lot of times with what you're able to handle.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about the doubles piece of this. Do the kids need to come in with a doubles partner already? Or are you guys going to pair them up? How's that working?
If they have someone that they already want to play with, they can indicate that on the sign up and let us know that. If they want to play doubles, then they can also indicate that they need a partner and would like us to match them up. And then we also have an option that if you're just interested in playing singles, you can do that as well. So you can make that choice when you sign up for the event. And if along the way you do find your own partner or are able to figure it out, then you can certainly let us know and do that. So that'll again just be done by level and by age to appropriately match and find really good matchups that are even and good competition for coaches to be able to view.
How important in your mind is it for these kids to come play both singles and doubles if time allows that?
I think it's really the only reason to come and do it. I would say that if you're just coming for singles, you're going to be missing out. You know, you're going to be missing out on getting to showcase what you have. Because again, this isn't just a one part of your game. It's all parts of your game. And there's things that coaches are going to see in doubles that they don't get to see in singles. And so whether you value your doubles game or not, there's still probably something to gain by playing both. And we'll be doing it, like I said, in a way that's not going to just gas or exhaust you. We're going to give you plenty of time between matches and make sure that it's done in a way that you're going to enjoy it and you're going to have a great experience. So I think, and my encouragement to all participants would be to play both if they can.
Yeah. And, you know, for those who listen to last week's podcast with Vi Clark, she talked a lot about the fact that her daughter was recruited through doubles. That was what, you know, led to her having the opportunity to play at Emory University, where she went on to win two singles championships. So The doubles piece is really important, and college coaches understand the importance of winning that doubles point in dual matches. So why not come in and show what you've got in doubles, even if you don't have that confidence? Because let's face it, there aren't a lot of opportunities in junior tennis here in the States to compete in doubles. And, you know, most coaches, most players are focusing on singles development and may not be putting the time in or the energy in to developing as doubles players.
Yep. And it's chemistry too, right? If you only play singles, then a coach never gets to see you work with anyone else. And so when you play doubles, and especially if you're playing with someone you've never met or played with before, you have the opportunity to really showcase your energy, your passion, your willingness to work with others, communicate, all of those things that are intangibles. I was very similar in that doubles is what opened doors for me. And I didn't, unfortunately, didn't win the singles championships when I got there, but I was recruited because of the dual threat that I had as a singles and doubles player. And if it would have just been up to singles, I wouldn't have had the opportunities that I did.
Interesting. Very interesting. How do kids register for this? Where do parents get more information? Yada, yada.
Yeah. So there's two ways to register. Either you can go through UTR, and it's called the Slam Stocks Showcase at Michigan State. Slam Stocks is SLAMSTOX. So you can find it there. And the other place to find it is on our website, slamstocks.com. You can go there as well and find the Michigan State Showcase. And so through either of those platforms, you can find out more information. We have a hotel blocked off at the Graduate for $129 a night. You can find that information there. And then you can also sign up and receive the schedule. You can see kind of the events that we have planned, all that good stuff. And so, yeah. And then if anyone has any specific questions, they can certainly reach out to me by email at tanner@slamstocks.com.
Will you be releasing a list of the college coaches that'll be there?
Yes. So that is the plan. I hope to do that before the early bird expires. So before July 1st, like I said, it's kind of been an overwhelming response. We just launched this thing a week ago. And so it's been really, really encouraging to see the amount of coaches that want to be there. So my plan now will be to make sure that all of them are comfortable with me releasing their participation, which they all will be. And then we will put a list on our website as well of all those that plan to be in attendance. But so far we've got teams that are in the top 30 in D1. We've got teams that are in D3 that are also in the top 20, also in the top 50. So a really good mix of schools for participants to get to view.
What about in terms of the split between men's and women's coaches that are signed up so far?
It's about 50-50. Okay. And some of that is that, you know, we've got coaches that want to come that do both. And mm-hmm. So they will be in attendance to see both genders. And then we've got probably a pretty even allocation between men and women's programs outside of that.
That's awesome. Because I know, you know, when you mentioned that it's right before Kalamazoo, I'm thinking, well, the women have to be down in San Diego. Are they going to want to stop in Michigan en route? And I'm glad to hear that you're getting a good mix. That's awesome.
Yeah. And we'll be starting early enough to where if a coach just wants to come in for the first and second, hard courts out there doesn't start until the fourth. So they'd still have plenty of time to get there and see everything. So I think we'll be able to be a place that they can certainly do both.
Yeah. Love that. Anything I've forgotten to ask you that we need to discuss around this?
I don't believe so. I think we've covered it all. I think you've asked a lot of really good questions and provided the listeners with a really good view of what this event is and what it's intended to be. I know there's a lot of showcases out there. Obviously, I'm going to be biased when it comes to this one, but I just feel like when it comes to information, when it comes to what we're offering in terms of what you're going to get and the price that it's at, it's very, very low in comparison to what else is out there. And so I think this is just a great starting point for a lot of families. And I just highly encourage listeners to be a part of it.
Love that. Well, I'm excited that you're doing this. I think it's a great opportunity for these kids, not only to play in front of the college coaches, but to do it on a college campus and potentially have the opportunity to play and compete against current college players. And there's just so much value in that from so many different perspectives. And the fact that you're offering parent education as a piece of this as well is just bonus. So I encourage everyone out there listening to take a peek at the showcase, read about it. If it works in your budget and your schedule, sign up. Don't wait because the spots are going to fill up. If you are planning to use the Parenting Aces discount, you definitely want to sign up sooner than later because those discounts may be limited. And be sure and check out the show notes on parentingaces.com for all the links and all the details. Tanner, always a pleasure to chat with you. Can't wait to get you and Danielle back for a follow-up on our last conversation as well. And maybe we'll do a follow-up after the showcase too, and just kind of hear how it went, lessons learned, and some of the, you know, the things that went well and things that you hope to improve on next time.
I'm sure there'll be lots of that, as there always is first time around, but, sure. Yeah, no, I'd look forward to it and look forward to another conversation with you and Danielle as well. But thank you, Lisa, as always, for having me on.
Of course. To my audience, thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch you next time on Parenting Aces.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you've been listening to the Parenting Aces podcast. For tennis parents, by a tennis parent. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to us and write a review on iTunes. For more information on navigating the junior and college tennis journey, please visit us online at parentingaces.com. Thanks for tuning in and sharing us with your tennis community.